The Reserve Bank has held out the hope of another interest rate cut if inflation continues to soften. In its quarterly statement on monetary policy released today, the RBA said the 0.25 percentage point cuts in November and December were driven by the improved inflation outlook. The central bank also defended Tuesday's decision to leave the cash rate on hold at 4.25%, given that prior rate cuts had been largely passed on to borrowers and that lending rates were close to average. Joining me now from the RBA headquarters in Sydney's Martin Place is our business editor, Peter Ryan, and apologies for the slight delay on this line. Peter, the ANZ Bank is meeting today to make its own decision on interest rates. Will they be able to draw anything from today's statement that might justify an independent rate rise today?
Well, actually, the RBA has confirmed that banks are facing higher costs of sourcing money, and this, of course, is the key reason being used by banks to warn that they might not be able to pass on future official rate cuts in full. The statement said that although conditions for debt markets had improved recently, spreads on bank debt are significantly higher than they were in the middle of last year. The RBA says global developments have had an effect on Australia, where there has been a step up in the bank's overall costs of funding relative to the cash rate. But despite this, the RBA says lending rates are now at their medium-term average, thanks to the rate cuts in November and December. So the RBA says mortgage rates are where they think they should be, so it would be a brave move by the ANZ or any other bank to move independently of what the RBA has been setting.
As we know, the Reserve Bank surprised most economists this week by leaving the cash rate on hold. But does that mean, that doesn't mean this, there isn't another rate cut down the track, does it?
No, the RBA is actually quite upbeat about this, and it sees underlying inflation, the all-important underlying inflation, hovering at around 2.5%, which it says would provide scope for easing monetary policy should demand conditions weaken. And the central bank says that it would adjust the cash rate as necessary to foster sustainable growth and low inflation. And the Reserve Bank, importantly, is forecasting that GDP growth will remain around trend in 2012 and 2013 at between 3 and 4%. And as I mentioned earlier, underlying inflation at around 2.5%, which is right in the middle of the central bank's target band and the issue that they usually consider as the number one priority when deciding where to set rates.
The board's been quite worried about Europe and a possible breakup of the Eurozone. Are those fears about a meltdown still there?
Well, actually, on the global front, the Reserve Bank has noted that while outlooks for world growth have been downgraded, they're really nowhere near as weak as they were in 2008 and 2009 after the collapse of Lehman Brothers. The central bank says Europe appears to be in recession, but that's in contrast to the United States, where the economy really has improved in recent months, with the unemployment rate, importantly, falling to 8.3%, and also some small signs of improvement in housing activity. The RBA does appear to be a bit more upbeat about Europe than it was in the last statement, despite its view that major uncertainty remains. The statement says while there is a possibility of intensification of sovereign debt problems, such an outcome appears to have lessened a little recently, but it does say that if the crisis does worsen, Europe would be likely to experience a very severe recession that would, of course, have spillover effects into the rest of the world.
So how well placed is Australia given the exposure that our banks have to Europe?
Well, actually, the RBA believes that while Australia is better placed to deal with the scenario of bigger trouble in Europe, there is a downside risk that growth in Australia would be weaker than the central bank scenario if all the issues came to pass, and particularly if, for example, the meetings going on in Brussels as we speak don't come out with any quick resolution. Interestingly, on another point, the Reserve Bank believes that while lower fruit and vegetable prices will improve the outlook for local inflation. The introduction of the carbon price will add 0.7% to headline inflation. And importantly, the RBA says that this assumes that the introduction of a carbon price next year doesn't end up leading to second round effects such as higher prices and greater wage claims.
And just briefly, Peter, finally back to the ANZ, is there any word on when they might make their rates decision public?
Well, it's obviously a very big decision that won't be taken lightly, given the pressure that banks are under at the moment from the federal government to either pass on rate cuts in full or not to make independent rises, independent of the Reserve Bank. But if the ANZ does move independently, and there's no certainty that they will today, it would be something modest like 10 or 15 basis points. The decision could hit late this afternoon, there is some speculation this could occur after the close of the market at 4 o'clock Eastern.
Our business editor, Peter Ryan, thanks for joining us from the Reserve Bank headquarters in Sydney's Martin Place.